This mountain of a man that proved ever the pillar to build upon, 12 seasons at left tackle, 11 straight Pro Bowls, every year but his rookie season. Not only did opposing pass rushers complain that they could never get to the quarterback, they claimed that they could never even see him. He was an easy choice for the NFL's all-decade team of the 2000s, a decade that began with Baltimore winning Super Bowl 35. So let's see if we can get this straight. First ever draft pick. 4 months after he retires, the Ravens induct him into their Ring of Honor. In his first year of eligibility, he's inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So his play warranted a rubber stamp to present Jonathan Ogden, the man who drafted him, and a beloved Hall of Famer himself, general manager and executive vice president of the Ravens, Ozzie Newsome.
There's a lot of great left tackles, and there's a lot of great left tackles in the Hall of Fame. Jackie Slater, Anthony Munoz, Art Shell. But I don't know any left tackle that played it better than Jonathan Ogden played the position.
I got him with a nice little rib shot.
It was unbelievable, the type of athleticism that he had. I don't know if it was I ever seen a guy that big. You're talking about 6'8", between 330 and 340. But he had the feet of a defensive back.
Jonathan Ogden had not only been a dominant left tackle in college at UCLA, but also a champion shot putter with Olympic aspirations. And in 1996, the Baltimore Ravens made Ogden the first draft pick of their newly relocated and rechristened franchise.
Some people call it a very conservative move, and Mr. Modell was talking with me about, well, you know, drafting an offensive lineman don't help me sell tickets in a new city. And even though it may not have been a popular pick, it was a great pick.
Ogden started on the Ravens' offensive line from day one, a staunch pass protector. He worked hard to become an equally effective run blocker. By his second season, Ogden took over as starting left tackle and was selected for the Pro Bowl. It was an honor he would receive every year for the rest of his career.
Sometimes being tall for an offensive lineman is not an asset. It could be a disadvantage. But that's why Jonathan worked to perfect his craft, so that when he got a chance to go out there and play on Sunday, regardless of the type of body type that he was playing against, he was prepared to play against that player. And I think the ultimate compliment is he was playing against a great player. By the second quarter, they would move that guy over to the other side to be able to see if he could get some pass rush from the other side, because Jonathan had neutralized him. And that was all of them.
That's that old veteran move, Sam. That's old veteran move.
Shutting down sack artists and clearing the way for 2,000-yard rushers doesn't get you recognized in the press. So occasionally, Ogden would try to make the stat sheet.
He used to play in for us on short yardage and goal line, and you should get a reward every now and then.
Fake to Jamal. There he is. Jonathan Ogden, touchdown!
You could see the reaction, and most of the time he would spike it, but then he realized, hey, I just scored a touchdown. I need to go back and get the ball.
For 12 seasons before retiring in 2008, Ogden provided leadership and identity for the Ravens' offense.
Everybody, listen up.
And his contributions also extended to improving the team's top-tier defense.
Every time we would draft or trade for a great pass rusher, during practice we would have one-on-one. But we would go down there to watch one of those guys go up against Jonathan. And if they made him work, we knew we had a great pass rusher. He's part of the foundation of this franchise. Part of the reason why we have two Super Bowl wins here. If you take on a journey, the first steps are the most important steps that you have to take. And taking Jonathan was our first step. I am honored to present Jonathan Ogden for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Jonathan Ogden for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Ozzie Newsome.